Canceled.
Last thing
You're canceled.
Anyone wants to hear is a woman open her trap about this subject right now, right? Nobody needs to hear a woman's point of view on this, or a person who can bear children. No one wants to know. No one cares. Doesn't matter. That's not the point.
Well, do you have an opinion?
I haven't formed one yet.
Okay.
I'm on the fence. It's 2016 all over again, you guys.
We should let it play out, right?
Yeah. Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding-ding.
Welcome to AE Doubleback for Wednesday, June 20th. It's all staying in. It's all staying in. Because you know what? No. We're going to do our part. Because we're gonna knock this thing out so that we can get back to doom scrolling and marching and just eating our feelings. Because that's what a day like today is.
That's good. That's good.
We're 2 days out from the show that we're recapping. Apologies for that. It's going to happen. We are 2 days out from the pay-per-view that's happening on Sunday. Woo-hoo! We just had a damn pay-per-view. My God.
Yeah.
An embarrassment of riches. Here's the thing. when WWE first went to 12 pay-per-views a year, I was like, this is awesome. I love this. And, you know, when you got the WWE Network, it's just like, hey, there's like one bonus dope show every month. And it turns out that like that was kind of the good show because there was like actual wrestling on there. And I really like, though, for a year. Mm-hmm. Just keep it easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to keep dropping $50 every month.
This one is special.
We shall see.
We can talk
about that. You know what? Here's the thing. We're going to knock this thing out in an hour. I swear, because I am running the show today and I'm going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah, like it's my fault.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's your fault.
Wow.
I'm
just saying that
I keep putting it on you. I'm like, hey, make this thing go faster. I'm going to sit back here and make long tangents.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Hey, woman, automatic secretary and automatic child corraller. You take the reins.
What a day to blame Teresa.
I didn't want to have to do it, but here we are.
That's all right.
So we're going to whip through it, and at the end, we'll go over the matches, because poor Excalibur has to list all of these things off, and it's just like, yam, 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 yam.
Poor buddy.
I didn't get any of it.
He had a hard time.
I think he died.
Yeah, there was a minute there where he almost didn't come back.
I mean, yeah, the poor guy, they fucked him on the regs.
Yeah.
Segment one. Danielson's out in the ring to talk to Shivani like it's a goddamn WWE show. We're going to have someone talking in the ring to open a show? What's happening here?
But remember, it's just once in a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and we like how they shake it up.
We do. And, you know, obviously, here's the thing. They haven't screwed up yet. They haven't given it to someone. They haven't given it to a Miz or somebody that I'm like, what? No, do not. I don't want to hear you talk. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to hear what Danielson has to say. And he had, I don't know how he had a lot to say. He basically said that he's injured and can't be at Forbidden Door and Blood and Guts next week. What the hell?
That was sad.
You know, that he's injured doesn't mean he can't be there. I frankly think that he, you know, may have inadvertently booked concert tickets for the same day, and he's trying to find some way of still getting to go see Three Dog Night.
I feel like Knotfest is probably in town, so he wants to go to that, see the old Slipknot.
I thought that announcement of him being out for the next two amazing shows, I thought that was going to be the bad news of the week.
Mm.
Da, da, da. Right?
I'm going to bring it back. Can't get too far away from it.
Indeed.
The Supreme Court has ruled that cool, awesome wrestling is barred.
We're going to kick it back to the states and let the states decide if it will be cool wrestling. Mm. He says a lot of things and he says them wonderfully. But the upshot of it is just like, he's not going to be wrestling. He's got somebody, like the one person in the world that he trusts to, you know, be at his level. And that, of course, has spurred all sorts of speculation. Does anybody here care to hazard a guess at who this might be?
Well, it's probably none other than our old friend Jake the Snake.
Huh.
Must be. Yeah. Yep. Yep. He's got that ring psychology down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
And also, possibly has had COVID for the last 2 years, what? Just constantly.
Really? Is that a real thing?
No. No, oh. But he has had COVID, and he has an oxygen tank. So, like, Lord knows what's going on, but he is not in good shape.
Yeah.
God bless the man.
Yeah.
Well, he's in more than good enough shape to join Ric Flair on his farewell tour.
Hey.
Oh, dear Lord. here's the thing. My first thought was Johnny Gargano. I would love if that were the case. I have seen speculation that it is Cesaro. Either of these people would be amazing, and I would be 100% behind it. I trust Tony and Danielson implicitly here. Whoever they get, I will almost certainly just love. So,
well, I know for a fact that that Johnny Gargano has like admitted he's going to be in Chicago that day and is like desperately trying to convince everyone that it's not for that. And he's like, I know there's no way you'll believe me, but I'm not going to be in Chicago to do that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm not sure I do believe you.
Is he pulling an MJF? Like, oh, I've got this ticket. That's weird. I don't know why. You know what? It's just, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Well, he has a ticket, but it's only because he collects active airline fares. You know, he has tickets to all over.
He just buys tickets.
He's in town to buy a hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
I'm trying to think of things that are in Chicago. And honestly, that's it. That's all I can think of.
What? That's all you can think of?
That's pretty much all they have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to travel more.
to exotic cosmopolitan locales like Chicago.
Yeah, well, man.
Here's how we know we're in some shit. Because I trolled the hell out of Teresa right there. She did not raise the bait. She's like, I got bigger things to worry about than your dumbass. So we'll let the Chicago thing go. I gave this a thumbs up. It was good.
Yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah, absolutely.
We also got some input from Kevin online, and he also thumbed this up, getting excited for Forbidden Door. Who wouldn't be? So, yeah. Then we got the Mox promo after that. This is a fairly standard Mox promo.
Being amazing.
Yeah, he's just good. And honestly, by the Tanahashi stuff, I was kind of like, well, okay. He didn't move the needle for me at any point on that. There's nothing, if you don't know who he is, there's been nothing to really to make you want to watch this match. If you know anything about him, then you're like, oh, yeah, absolutely. This is amazing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do there.
I read that article that Calder sent to us in the chat. And where Mox talks about his recovery and everything else. Mm-hmm. And when he talks about Tanahashi there, that makes you really want to watch. I mean, I wanted to watch anyways.
Nice. Yeah.
But the way he talks about it, literally like this is his lifelong dream almost.
Yeah.
One that he never thought he'd be able to get this match. So it's really cool that it also just happened, because if it wasn't for Punk's injury, it wouldn't, right? So it really is this crazy twist of fate where he happens to be able to get this beautiful dream come true, and I'm loving it, man. I am all McDonald's all over it.
All McDonald's? Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I'm loving it. Okay, go back to the 90s.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Or 2000s, whenever it was.
Fair enough. The
before
times. I don't
know what their slogan is anymore. I want 80s McDonald's. I want 80s McDonald's all the time.
We have the orange high C, I think is their slogan. Mm.
You know what? That is one of the biggest things, honestly. I was genuinely pissed when they took it away.
We have the Ecto Cooler high C.
Did everybody thumb this up? I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin thumbed it down. Ooh. I feel like it added anything.
Wow.
And I would say that I do not disagree.
Sure, I can understand that.
The rest of the promo like did enough to, you know, get me stoked. So, you know, we've got a trios match next. We've got Orange Cassidy and Roppongi Vice versus United Empire, which mm-hmm. is Will Ospreay and Aussie Open, which is Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher. And this was a match where I was like, yes, you want to introduce these new people
right.
and show me why I should be excited. I got excited. Aussie Open is awesome.
I think
Ospreay is awesome.
I think that's like British Red Dragon.
Yeah, I could see that.
Interesting. See that. Yeah.
One of them had a jacket that says Schadenfreude on it, and
whoa.
I was like, okay, here goes those thumbs. The thumbs are already going up. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is just amazing.
I mean, Will Ospreay, I was so excited to have been introduced to this person just a week earlier. And so excited that we get another match already. And Orange Cassidy's back, which I always love, of course. And mm-hmm. then, you know, Roppongi Vice, they're really good. And we get to see them again, which, you know, we haven't had a whole, at least Dynamite watchers. I don't know if Roppongi Vice has been doing much on Dark. Or even Rampage for that matter. I don't think so.
What would we call Dynamite Watchers?
Good
Boomlings.
Question.
Bangheads.
Boomers.
TNTzers. Boomers. Yeah, it's gotta be boomers.
Oh,
that's unfortunate, but true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. I guess there's nothing we can
tick, boom.
It's only gonna be a problem for a little while longer, and then there's only going to be the one group of people that we would call that.
That's true, and that's sad.
It's sad and yet freeing.
I mean, it's sad in that my parents are in that group, so other than that, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's lived a long and full life. She had me, so that's
full. You're like, you fulfilled your duty, woman. Go back to the earth with thee. All right.
And, let me know if I need to push you off on an ice floe.
So yeah, that was awesome. And it was a fucking great match.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic. Afterwards, Cobb and Khan come out. Mm-hmm. Then FTR comes out to even the numbers. I like everybody in this United Empire. And I don't know. As soon as – does NGBW do English telecasts?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in fact, I know that I read that their main guy, Kevin Kelly, is going to be part of the pay-per-view. And he is uniformly – like rated very highly. Like I think he's like a super popular commentator. So I think you guys will be excited to hear him.
Nice.
I don't have time to watch more wrestling, but I've started watching Rampage on the regs. So like, I don't know how close we are to me starting to watch NJPW regularly.
I mean, they really are making a really solid case.
Yeah.
AEW makes such a strong case for NJPW. If you don't know about it, never heard of it, they should. God, we get introduced to some of the best.
Well, I don't understand, because I guess that I thought that the best way to promote wrestling is to keep every single company in an ironclad silo, like without the ability to mingle even a little bit or admit that the others exist.
Interesting.
Works for some people.
I think you're describing how monarchies die out.
Am I? That's interesting.
Gotta get some crossbreeding in there once in a while.
Thumbs up all around?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful to have Orange back, and like as the rare case of somebody who goes from the injured to the healthy column right now.
Yeah, right? God, there's so many on the injured list.
Yeah. We have a Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt, Satnam Singh promo after this.
Mm-hmm.
Sanjay is so happy he ordered new pencils.
Yeah, that was...
I wrote that down because it made me giggle.
That was very... there's something really great about filling like a line with that, with heel like energy. Because you know, like, you son of a bitch, you your new pencils.
He was talking something about basically Jay Lethal was saying, oh gosh, completely forgotten his name. Why have I forgotten his name? It's one of my favorite wrestlers in the world.
Honky Tonk Man. Honky Tonk Man.
Thank you. That's what I was going for. I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm a honky tonk man. The guy with the TV belt.
TV belt?
The ROH TV belt. Come on, help me out here.
Oh Suzuki? What am I saying?
Suzuki. Samoa Joe.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Look.
Wow.
I've had my mind on other things.
I have The Simpsons on in the background because I needed some levity in my life today. So,
Teresa, I hate to break it to you, but this is supposed to be that.
I know. In exactly the moment you started talking about your favorite wrestler, it was this just particularly wonderful moment on this episode of The Simpsons that I have memorized. So I don't need the sound.
And I want to make the disclosure that most of my mental energy is focused on practicing with my lockpicking kit. So I'm also not. So
none of us are doing this podcast right now. Chan, you're on your own.
Oh, Jesus. Fine. I'm just gonna blaze through this thing.
I'm just kidding.
Lethal's basically saying, like, hey, if you don't come out here because you're injured, if you don't come out and fight me, then you're going to have to vacate the title. And I'm curious if there is indeed some sort of time limit, you know, like established in ROH for the TV title or something like that. So it's interesting. It's all sort of because it's an ROH title and not an AEW title. It just feels weird how it's just sort of here, but not really here. They don't really devote, you know, like the time and energy to it that you would expect from a title of that, you know, stature. So it's just, I don't know. The whole thing's just kind of weird. I did thumb the promo up just because I enjoyed it. But
yeah, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Like, they need to fish or cut bait on the whole ROH thing. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah. You know. Is there shows? Like, what the fuck? Who's in it? Who's not?
What's going to happen soon is that, like, they don't have a TV deal that's coming together that I know of yet, but they are going to get pay-per-views going again sooner than that apparently is more firm. So, that doesn't really shed a ton of light on the situation. It'll be interesting to see what the crossover could possibly be when there is a true proper home for ROH again.
I hope they do get a TV deal because, like, I just worry it would die out if it's only pay-per-view.
Yeah. And I'm for it. I like ROH. I want them to commit to a thing, and it just I have trouble, like, emotionally investing in any of it because they seem real wishy-washy at all.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Maybe they can just sell it to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Hmm. Ooh, could be. Could be. Anybody else? What's your thumbs out on this?
I upped it? What?
Well, right. We're still talking about the Sanjay Dutt thing.
I thought we already thumbed it.
Yeah, I thought we
Calder
did.
Hasn't.
It was a thumb up.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin thumbed it down. There you go.
Interesting.
Now, for my money, the highlight of the night, Christian in ring with Tony Schiavone. And I'm just going to tell you, I don't know where you fell on this, especially you, Teresa, because you haven't liked him much to date and haven't seen him, you know, back in his glory days or whatnot. But this is the kind of heel energy that I'm used to seeing from Christian. And it's been real weird to see him be a face and just not bring anything to that was interesting to me. But my notes for this thing alone is longer than the entire rest of the show, because there were so many things that he said that I popped for, and I'm like, oh god, yes, oh yeah, okay. So basically it's like it's standard, you know, like, okay, explain why you turned on this person, And it's usually like, well, because the fans, they didn't give me the love that I wanted, so I felt I did. And it's sort of what he did, but he has his own, you know, particular twist on it. Basically, like, I was here for the money. I'm always here for the money. I got the money that I could off of this, you know, jerk off. And now I'm, now he doesn't make me into cash anymore. So I turned on him. Mm-hmm. And like, yes.
Yeah.
Now I am actively interested in seeing what he's going to do going forward.
I guess, like, I would whenever they talk about the money as an element in their motivations, I always am like, show me the books. Show me the flow of money that, like, relates to the winning of matches or the whatever, because they're always like, it'll be like how Kevin Owens is like, yeah, I fight to feed my family. I have to win matches to provide or whatever. I'm like, I don't, like, what
pretty
do you
sure
get,
you there at all.
What do you get? Paper. What do you get paid to win a match? Tell me that. Just tell me even that number.
Bonus?
Like, what happens?
There's prize fighters out there.
And it was really helpful, actually. Like, if there was a really good match, even if you lost, you could still get a bonus. And they would say at the end of the night, it's like, and you're getting a $50,000 bonus because you put on an entertaining match.
God,
the specific numbers.
Shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, UFC fighters get paid dick.
Yeah,
they get
really
boned, and it's real unfortunate. I would very much like to see them get unionized as well. But like, I enjoy. I'm doing it for the money as a motivation in professional wrestling, because you don't get it very often, and you should. I mean, that's the reason why you should be doing it. It makes sense. And if you just want to make it a heel thing, also great too. But yeah, let's see more of it.
Sure. I like the way in Japan how often it's like I just like am trying to like bring like a certain like level to this belt. Like the belt means so much to me. This title is such a like a special thing. I'm trying to bring like respect to the title or whatever. There just is a lot of that there.
That's also a nice one too, yeah. But like for Christian, like that is 100% in his wheelhouse, and he sells it and makes, you know, it makes a compelling character out of it.
Also, incidentally, I wanted to note that just because Teresa may not have liked Christian to date, that doesn't mean they can't be friends.
Well, I mean, I prefer this person that cut that promo than the person that's been talking up to this point. And I thought he was funny, and I don't know. I'm still not excited to watch him wrestle, but fair. I thought it was a great promo.
I feel like part of what was holding him back in the ring was also like when FTR started going face, like a lot of the real fun stuff they used to do in the ring as heels, they stopped doing. And I think we'll see a lot more fun things from Christian now. He now has the opportunity to be a more of a jerk and, you know, get you like, ah, oh, you son of a bitch, you know.
Also, what was the thing he said about Tony's earrings?
It was really my funny. God. One of the many things that I wrote down, he was like, I'm not done yet. He was trying to cut him off, he was like, I'll tear that little earring out of your head. That was great. He went to talk trash to Jungle Boy's mom, which was amazing. Also, I think I misunderstood. I think the person I thought it was Jungle Boy's sister and his mother. And the person who was talking trash that he was talking to, I think was his mother, which means maybe the other woman was his grandmother.
Damn, dude. Good genes.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, but he's said, a baby, so whatever.
Also that, too. Yeah. Yeah, she's like probably
Jungle
in her
Boy
early 40s.
Jungle Boy could be my child. I'm just kidding.
JK.
But not so much. Not too JK, because he is pretty young.
Yeah.
He's all, you raised a piece of shit. to the mom, and that was amazing. And then he goes in and back in the ring and says, I think she's a little sweet on Christian Cage. I think she wanted me to be Jungle Boy's father, which again, real basic heel stuff.
And Jungle Boy, your dad is dead.
Your dad is dead.
No.
Yes.
Everyone loves Luke Perry. Don't even mention it.
Yes. No, but that's what I'm saying, man. This is the kind of juice that you want out of a heel. This is almost MJ level. MJF did do this. And then Luchasaurus comes in to beat his ass, and he's like, and he talks him down. He's like, remember what happened to Marco? What? That's great. And then he's doing this like, you're like a son to me, which
is so weird.
Well, I mean, like, that's obviously that's bullshit. What? But he has something else on him too. So like all of these things together might be reason enough for Luchasaurus to turn on Jungle Boy.
Now we get to find out what they make up. Make up some sort of false backstory as to what happened to Marco Stunt and why Luchasaurus tangled up into it.
All of this. I wish I had more thumbs for this segment because I loved it. I loved it. Loved it.
And I want to like highlight something. I think Christian was saying about he was talking about digging up dirt on Jungle Boy. Like he was looking him up online. And finding bad things about him. I was like, what did you find, Christian?
Yeah, he was like 12 when you met him, so
like I googled
bras once.
I found out that Jungle Boy bought some followers on Twitter.
But yeah, the big thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, and I wonder like to what to what extent they might have kind of planned out like that he was going to be face and then turn, and to what extent it was like this isn't working, like we tried to do it, like now we just are going to have to go to what you definitely do well.
I'm sure that was the plan. And again, like I liked Christian doing that. I liked him being there and like giving all this, support. And I think they probably did leave him there until Jurassic Express started getting into a rut and people were kind of they were losing their shine, and they were like, okay, now it's time to move this thing along. So I think they did just fine.
Yeah.
We got a Young Bucks with Kyle O'Reilly promo after that. The Young Bizucks are back on top. There's Kyle O'Reilly saying, I'm pretty freaking far from okay, guys, which, like a little on the nose, but also Kyle O'Reilly is just a lot of fun.
I feel like he was really channeling Nick Cage here, like quite a bit.
Yeah. Basically, they're sort of like pitching what they're match is going to be, and we'll talk about it at the end because it was another one of those like in person are going to be in a match. Okay. I still really enjoyed it though. I like their energy and I thumb this one up.
Yeah, thumbs it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Malakai Black and Penta Oscuro.
I am already thumbs up. I didn't even have to watch it. I did watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know
Penta
Oscuro and Malakai Black, I'm going to thumbs up.
Two of the best wrestlers in the world. And they had, for them, I'm sure it was a mediocre match. Still just an amazing match. They're fantastic. I'm starting to get behind this idea that this is sort of that this All Atlantic belt is kind of an international belt because Malakai is representing.
So it seems like.
Amsterdam, Netherlands. Penta Oscuro is Mexico. All Atlantic still does not make any goddamn sense to me. But if they do that, like you're from somewhere else and those are the only people that can fight for this belt, I can dig that.
Like, why can't they call it an international belt?
I mean, probably they just ran all the names and felt like All Atlantic sort of has a little bit of a retro feel to it, sort of calls back. Like Southern wrestling, the 70s and that kind of thing. And international sounds kind of dumb. Intercontinental is already taken.
International sounds dumb.
Well, wait a minute.
What an attack.
International belt sounds
dumb. Why is Intercontinental off the table?
That's a WWE belt.
So?
One of their main belts.
You can have an AEW one. It's not like they have a trademark on a word.
Probably not, but I think it would feel like they were just ripping them off.
I feel like there would be nothing. Just saying the world belt or something like that, the global belt or
Mr. Universe. Really, yeah. Make it a gender too.
Yeah,
just go all in on that one.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't like the name of this belt, but I don't have any good alternatives. So I'm going to stop talking trash about it because if Tony Khan called me up and said, okay, what do you want to call it? I'd be like, dude,
hey,
the belt with the nice peoples and thanks.
He'd call up, hey, dickweed. You think you know more? We ran every fucking name with a group of people.
No,
a
there
group
was
of wrestlers, no less.
There was a whiteboard, I guarantee you, and there were
and a flow chart.
Dozens and dozens of names on there, and they all sucked.
Yeah.
So, you know, ain't nobody's fault. For some reason, JR was like, the evil Alex Abrahantes. And I'm like, what? Since when has he?
Was that his title when he had the incense?
I mean, I don't think so.
I don't remember.
It didn't sound capitalized. If it was the evil, like I think at one point Undertaker was like Big Evil or something like that. So if they said the evil, I'd be okay with. But it just sounded like, oh yeah, he's wearing black pants. That's evil.
Would you say that you're especially strong at hearing punctuation and capitalization?
I mean, I think that JR is especially good at saying things in a way that you can hear the punctuation. So.
That's fair.
Anyway, there's a clean win for Malakai Black, which like makes sense, but also like these two people went in the ring. I'm like, I don't know who's going to win this, and I don't care. I'm going to be happy watching this match. Pac runs in for a stare down because he's going to be in the match with him on Sunday. Yeah. Miro pops up, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Because it was not clear to me that this was going to be a four-way match. I thought we were going to do the same thing, couple more eliminations, and then have a final match. It looks like there's going to be four people in the ring.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out
because they haven't really shown us the brackets.
Did they
show us the updated bracket?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I do have a list of the matches for Sunday, though, assuming that nobody else gets injured in between now and then.
Mm-hmm. I know that Ishii is already hurt and is being replaced by some other guy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sucks because of the few people that I know from NGPW, Tomohiro Ishii is one of them, and I really like him. And it's a real bummer that he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Anyway, this match was awesome. We all agree that this was awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Anthony Bowens had his Pride Month promo rerun during this commercial. This next commercial break, which is great. Except that, like, are you out of LGBTQ wrestlers now that we're just like rerunning them? Because he's still got another couple weeks left. I feel it would have been nice to have a new one every week, but what are you going to do?
Well, maybe Tony Khan could go around to the straight wrestlers and sort of gently inquire whether they might be feeling themselves like shift on the spectrum at all.
Other parts of the promotion that are still under Tony's umbrella? Like now you have ROH and I don't know.
I think he should just start outing wrestlers who are in the closet. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think they'll
go into the locker room and be like, you. And they're like, oh, really? Oh, no wonder I was so confused.
I think that that's one of Tony's many skills is kind of seeing that in wrestlers that might not even realize it about themselves. It's all part of talent identification and acquisition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wardlow's package. Well, how do we feel about this?
I thought the package itself was decent. I like that they edited him in with action sequences because it adds to the urgency. It adds to the, I don't know. It just gave what he was saying a lot of oomph. And then, we don't have to rely so heavily on his, on the fly remarks, in front of a camera. That's always a good thing. I just really can't get behind Wardlow's world. Yeah. I just can't. It sounds dumb.
What if it was Wardlow's Atlantic?
World of Wardlow?
Wardlow's all Atlantic.
I'll go with whoa. Wow. I mean.
Yeah, World of Wardlow's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you. It feels weird because he's doing this thing. Like, everything I want, I take. I'm going to take your belt, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, Scorpio, I'm going to wait till you're healed. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I've never heard that in my lifetime of watching wrestling. I've heard, like, I'm just going to wait and relax and you feel better, bud. It's always like Jay Lethal earlier. Like, oh, you can't, you're too scared to show up? Okay, well, then let's strip the title from you and, have an interim title or just cede the belt to me, that kind of thing. So it just feels kind of weird. Like, are they trying to stall? If they are, they're doing a bad job of it. Like, do some sort of injury angle or something. It's kind of hard because Scorpio's kind of face and Wardlow's kind of face. And
it's interesting because, like, we did already have an interim belt for this exact belt. And probably conversation about it wasn't great. And so that's why they're like, we're not going to do that again. I don't know.
That makes sense.
But here we are.
I think that they should just go like even deeper on it, like, and have an interim for the interim for the interim, or like have like an explosion of like a million interim belts all at once, or I don't know.
Interimception is what you're saying.
Go crazy.
Everyone should get a participation belt.
Yeah, absolutely. And then let's just do it. And then the very people who are giving out the belt should then start ripping the wrestlers for getting them and say they're soft and they get everything handed to them by them.
Damn millennials. Anyway, I middled this. I believe Kevin also middled this. So, that's,
I middled it.
You middled it?
Yeah, I can't really remember, like, super well what he was talking about. So I guess I middle it as well.
Yeah. Hangman Adam Page is out for a match with Budget Butcher. I'm sorry, Silas Young.
How dare you?
I want to be clear. I've got nothing against Silas. And if you tell me like he's looked that way, for much longer than Butcher has been around, I would also buy that. And no shame in any of it. That's just like, that's kind of what he looks like. And he's a real good wrestler. So, God bless him, but God damn it, he ain't my Butcher.
No, there's only one Butcher.
I hope that they would build out an entire storyline modeled after the Seinfeld episode where Elaine has the shadow group of friends.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that was funny. That was a great episode.
So they would have to have a bogus blade who would be called
Knife Boy.
I was gonna say Edge, but I feel like there might be an Edge.
Feel like that's taken. Feel like that's taken.
That sucks.
It is a really good match. And apparently they've wrestled a lot before, so good on them. I liked it. Adam Cole's on commentary doing his thing. Cole comes out after Paige wins, obviously. Switchblade comes out. Kazuchika Okada comes out. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I see. These are all of the people that are going to be in the match this weekend. Great.
Okada can't wait. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that, like, it comes across to people that are not exposed to a lot of NJPW, like, what somebody like that offers, because I think he just radiates, like, obvious charisma and star quality, so that, like, and that hasn't been necessarily the case for every single Japanese wrestler who's come in to try to sell this pay-per-view. Like, guys like Tanahashi have sort of just been a guy to people that are not experienced watchers. But Okada is somebody who you just are like, you're not like the rest of us. You're clearly, like, above other human beings.
Yeah. No, as someone who doesn't watch NJPW, I can agree with that. It does come across, and it did make me very excited, because I'm like, I don't know who this motherfucker is, but I do know this is going to be one of the best matches of the night.
Confession time from me.
Uh-oh.
I am constantly confusing Tanahashi and Okada. Don't know why, but for some reason, if you say Tanahashi, I will often think about Okada and vice versa.
Maybe at one point they were fighting for the belt, and that's something
probably
confused you.
Probably.
I think that they were, in fact, both created by a transporter malfunction episode of Star Trek.
What? So
wow.
That probably is. Yeah.
It's the Tuvix controversy all over again.
Yeah. It's a reverse where, like, one person tried to transport and, like, half of their attributes went into one body and half into another.
I can't
imagine how good the wrestler is who got split like that.
Well, you know, opinions vary.
It's like the Bart Flyboy.
Yes.
The dogs and the cats went in. And one animal.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I remember.
And the animal comes out with two butts.
I remember that now. Yeah, that was a Halloween episode, was it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure was.
Good one.
What are we giving this?
I'm giving it an up, because there was a lot in this segment.
This is the match and the rest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's an up.
Yeah. I'm also giving it up. We've got a Jade Cargill promo.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, man. First of all, I tried to find out what injury Red Velvet has, and no one can name it. It's not been listed, which, you know, fuck you, HIPAA laws. Soon you will also be struck down with the right to privacy on so many other things. And we'll know all your beeswax. But, so yeah, Red Velvet's not there because she's injured. And everything about this was so fucking incredible, from Jade, whatever, the whole thing. Please describe it. I'm out of words.
All you need to know is Stokely was like, I need a drum roll. I said drum roll, man.
Yes.
And Tony Schiavone goes, and again, I need more thumbs.
Everyone in this segment was so perfect. Like, you just want to tear your hair out.
It really is like such a perfect combination. Like, again, like, reflecting on how we were enjoying what was happening with Mark Sterling. But just feel like this feeling like it's like even like functioning at a higher level than that was, which was good.
Yes. You're like, how could they possibly have gone up a notch? But they fucking went up a notch, and it's fantastic. I love this.
I am trying to figure out what's going on, because I believe it's I don't remember what the match was supposed to be, but I believe it was the three of them, you know, Jade and the Baddies versus Statlander and Athena and someone else, maybe. But she's out. So, yeah, I guess they are looking for a third woman for that match, which is, I don't know, whatever. Sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun match anyway.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, of course, Jade stops. He's like, and Tony, cut the shit. And Shivani, who I normally do not care for antics from, first he did the thing. And then he's like, because they were talking about this, a PG show, he goes, when she says, cut the shit, he's like, PG. And yeah, everybody was firing on all cylinders here. Beautiful.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good.
Then Statlander and Athena are backstage with Shivani. I don't like back-to-back backstage segments with Shivani, but here we are. They get saucy. They start
hysterical.
It was really it was really fun. Like, it felt like this thing where they had been like just spent all day planning out like this thing and having like a blast, like imagining the million trillion like things they would do. It was super fun. They talked about the babe with the power, Willow Nightingale. They were very, very funny.
Which, I'm so God. Anyways, what was one of the things, like, oh, we won't be able to be, I can't remember.
We'll be able to stand next to Jade and find out what she smells like.
Yes.
And they were doing a lot of performative posing. Also fun.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun.
And
it was fantastic.
Maybe the piece de resistance, the shit cutting turned on Jade.
Yes. Athena bringing it. Kevin said that he's counting both these promos as one segment, and Chris and Athena made it a huge thumbs up, which, I mean, I don't understand how you can't give both of these segments a huge thumbs up. They were both wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Huge thumbs up.
Marina Shafir versus Toni Storm. I was listening to a Jim Cornette. He apparently, some people are talking about how Thunder Rosa sandbagged Marina a couple weeks ago and basically made her look bad. Cornette's saying that, like, that wasn't the case. It just didn't work. Some people just have, like, different styles. And, you know, basically Marina was, like, throwing her and she didn't know where to fall. And it was, just, you know, so it just didn't work. And given that, like, the two Dynamite matches she had both kind of look like that, I was really starting to worry. But this one with Toni Storm looked great. Marina looked good. Toni looked good. I really like this match.
Yeah, I liked it too. Calder?
Yeah, I agree. Good times all around. What? Yeah, I'm sorry. I was really close on my lock.
Yeah, no, I know. And fortunately, we caught a good moment where they were just doing exposition in The Simpsons, so Teresa was paying attention. That's
goodness.
Fine.
Thank goodness. I don't know. It was a good match to me.
Yeah. Marina came out with Nyla. So, of course, you know, Nyla attacks after the match. Then Thunder Rosa comes out and Toni Storm hits Nyla with the belt, and her and Thunder Rosa face off, and, you know, she hands her the belt because both faces who respect each other, and they're going to have a match this weekend. The thing about go-home shows is that sometimes the whole point is, like, you have to drive home. Like, this is the match. This is the match you're going to see. You want to see this match. But often it just comes off just looking like at the end of every match you have to have someone come out and do some sort of face off or have a big schmoz, so you can go like, oh right, these four people are going to be in a match this weekend and you can pay $49.99 to see it on Bleacher Report, blah blah blah. It starts to feel kind of rote But
well, I just think that there's a lot of tradition in getting the wrestlers all lined up in the ring and then having somebody hold like a giant VS between them.
Yeah, mm. Yeah, yeah. Fight! Hadouken! Shubayudapa!
Okay, there's only one person throwing fireballs, and it wasn't anybody in this segment.
Indeed. Anybody, thumbs up, thumbs in the middle, thumbs down?
Ooh, thumbs up for me.
I'm in the middle.
Interesting.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did you not care for the match?
I thought it was all right. I like the antics more than anything. So okay. I guess, but I don't know. I just wasn't super excited.
Look, the world being what it is, you're in a safe space to reveal that you hate women.
Oh,
and that you don't think that they're worth anything and that they don't deserve to be in the ring. It's fine. No, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to be supportive here.
I'm just saying, whatever. It doesn't matter. I just middled it.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was the whole third segment featuring women in the show, and that's just a lot for anyone to take. It's okay.
So many women.
Just for whatever reason, I just thought it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Toni Storm hasn't shown a lot.
I'm not that excited about her.
Shafir is like, yeah.
And Shafir, yeah. I'm not that excited about.
Yeah.
I didn't really have a want for either to win or lose. And that is something that, like, that if I don't care, I have to see a lot of the performer in order to build up something for myself to like really give a shit. Like Jamie Hayter, when she first started, I just I thought she was okay and I wasn't all that excited. The more I get to see her, the more I've witnessed her personality like blossom within this character and just get exposed a little bit more to her style. I mean, she's already a really great wrestler, you know, at least she comes across that way. But then all of that together, I just love her, right? And yeah. I'm just not there with either of these women yet. So a match with two people I'm meh about at best. Toni Storm is meh. Shafir, I'm not even a meh because like I have really not liked the matches I've seen with her so far. So, it puts them at a deficit when trying to entertain me.
No, it's,
which is a terrible thing to say, but
By the way, am I feeding the grapes into your open mouth adequately for you?
Yes. Yes. I must be entertained.
Chan, get on that fan.
So anyways, I don't know. That's just why it's a middle for me.
No, it's understandable. Like I like these performers, but the system is not doing a lot of the women any favors by surrounding them with something that's going to like help like you get to them or them get to you. So it's tough.
Yeah.
We have got a backstage promo from Darby Allin and Sting.
Oh, we certainly do.
We certainly do. I thumbed it down. Thoughts?
I middled it because I love Sting. I thought he did a good job. It's not that Darby did a bad job, but he can be a little marble-mouthed. And that kind of takes me out of it.
Here's the thing. Like, this isn't a mad thumb down. I just didn't really care. And Sting was okay. He was okay. But, like, it was there to explain. We are going to have a match with person and person. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that I'm so enthused always about Sting doing talking, but I am not down on Darby cutting promos like other people are. So I didn't like have a huge problem with this one.
Okay. Would you thumb it?
Well, I guess I would still like thumb it in the middle, but it was all right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. We have a package with Fenix and Alex and Andrade.
Oh, yes.
Andrade and Fenix are going to be at Rampage.
Yes.
Right now, I guess. Or
it's happening now, yeah. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to be clear that in addition to working on my lock picking, I also have Rampage on one screen, a movie on a second screen, and I'm just listening to some FM radio as well.
Nice.
Here's the thing. We can definitely hear that you're doing the lock picking.
Yeah. I can hear that lock, Calder.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought that... That's no big deal. The chewing that I was doing was going to cover up the lock picking.
Yeah, where are those carrots?
I did really like this promo.
Sorry, go ahead.
I like that Fenix can, you know, talk a little bit. Andrade, you know, kept it real short and simple. You know, all of that worked for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Ray. I'll support anything he's doing. And I do like I do want to see the two of these guys together. I have a feeling, yeah. I don't know, because I haven't been watching wrestling for years, but I have a feeling they have a long history, you know, and have performed together a lot. Maybe they haven't, but just given Andrade's past, it's possible. It'll be really an exciting match.
Yeah. Calder.
No, I agree. I think that that'll all be a real banger. I look forward to watching Rampage when I get.
No, what's your thumb, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was. It's a good promo. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay. The final segment of the evening, Jess. They've dropped the week counter. I'm not happy about that.
Now, how many weeks do you think it's been without the reminder?
I don't know.
Uh oh.
20?
I feel like they were at like 16 or so. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say it feels like when we were at the show at that point, it was in the 11 range, somewhere in there. Mm. It's been a few weeks since then, so 100?
Probably.
Wow.
It's Jericho and Lance Archer. Versus John Moxley and Tanahashi. Regal's on the announce table. And I do want to just make a quick note in case anybody else heard the same thing that I did. He says those little jabs from Chris Jericho, not japs, which I was like, dude, unacceptable. But then I was like, oh, no, he meant like short punches. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, everybody's fine. What'd y'all think about this?
It was a good match.
I thought it was a great match. I fucking loved it. I love Tanahashi. His outfit is awesome. He looks like a real life action figure. And I know what you're going to say. Like, they're wrestlers. They all have their own action figure. And I'm like, no. He looks like he could have been like a slightly less muscular He-Man, you know, Master of the Universe type action figure. His body looks like a fucking action figure, man.
I think like, and I think that like that's something that did come across like watching him just be in the ring might not have been like the
just
most exciting
standing there.
But like you can definitely see that he struggles to wear a suit like people do.
Yeah, his body is like, I reject this. I'm too powerful. Too powerful. I must have these bigger, awesome jackets.
Yeah, like it definitely is a situation like he is the kind of guy where I think that I would condone him wearing the sleeveless referee uniform.
I mean, if he were to ask me, I'd be like, you can't wear shirts anymore. Sorry. New law in America.
Uh-oh.
The Supreme Court's all over the place.
Oh. Wait a minute. Are these laws now being turned against men? Well, hold on now.
Yeah, that's where we draw the line, huh?
Since we're talking about fashion, I would just like to jump in and say that Sammy's jacket says self-love on the back and has big old, you know, yeah. Illustration that that's money. That's heel heat for days.
I now, why it. Is self-love necessary when Ty Conti is so like gratuitously willing to love him?
I'll tell you why.
In front of us.
I'll tell you why. Because to be just this enormous pile of shit, you have to somehow love yourself on the inside in order to get up every day and to just get through the day.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. You have a lot of empathy for pieces of shit.
I don't, but this is the only strategy that works for me for why anyone would enjoy such a jacket. Not that there's a problem with it. I'm just saying, I bet it's like some sort of Gucci jacket or some shit like this. And it's less about the saying and more about like the, hey, I'm a flashy guy now and I'm wearing this very expensive jacket.
Yeah.
I think I did see Lady Gaga wearing it in the movie that came out.
At the end of the match, Eddie runs out. Yuta runs out. Suzuki runs out.
Yeah.
At this point in my notes, I'm like, oh my God, I want to see Suzuki and Eddie so bad.
Yeah.
Shota Umino comes out. The rest of the Jericho Appreciation Society comes out. Ortiz and Santana come out. All through this, they're all brawling on the outside. Mox and Tanahashi are just standing in the middle of the ring, facing each other down, talking trash, but just standing.
It was a
great image.
You know what it reminded me of was that moment forever ago when Maki Ito was singing her song in spite of like all the carnage that was going on in the ring. And there was something powerful about the capacity that somebody would have for being like, yeah, people are getting beat up like all over the place and like shit is hitting the fan, but I don't even see that. I'm just doing my thing. Like that's always really cool when you
also
see that.
Remember back when why am I blanking on this name? No, not Samoa Joe.
Honky Tonk Man. Yeah.
No.
Just Honky Tonk Man. Honky Tonk Man.
He's
Honky Tonk Man. Honky Tonk Man.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Cool. Sheeta.
I'm
cocky. Sheeta.
I'm bad.
Hikaru Shida. When she first started, and she was doing a lot of Japanese intense face, right? That didn't translate very well, at least for me, and not without an audience, because, of course, this was the depths of the pandemic when it was total shutdowns and lockdowns. So it was hard to really like get on board with what she was trying to convey. Watching these two guys standing in the ring, obviously Mox is doing a lot of talking and moving around and all this. And that dude is so still, but his face, it's just like you feel what's emanating. You feel the intensity. And at one point, he also starts snarling his mouth and his eyes are like, they get bigger and they're narrowing and just like really giving it to Mox, you know? And it's like, oh, this I like. It's happening.
Yeah, I think like also like claws grew out of his fingernails. Hair started growing out all over his body. He howled at the moon at some point.
His dad tried to like walk in on him in the bathroom, but he was like, no, dad, no, you wouldn't understand. Son, we have to talk.
And then if memory serves, he won the state high school basketball championship.
Yeah, he made it look real easy, wearing sunglasses the whole time, which is against the rules, but whatever.
Anyways,
everybody needs to watch Teen Wolf. Please do it.
What'd you thumb this?
Up.
Up, yeah, absolutely.
Middle.
Really? Wow.
I'll tell you what.
After Shenanigans?
The Shenanigans, like, I liked how it was booked. I don't like it when there are too many people in a schmoz, because it just gets all out of focus and weird. But the main problem I had was that, unlike the United Empire match earlier, after the match, I didn't feel like I saw enough of Tanahashi to make me want to watch the match more. So, like, I'm still going to watch it, and I'm probably going to be blown away by it, but nothing in this match made me go like, oh God, this is going to be a barn burner, except for that final image, which was a great, you know, like, cinematic image, but like, the quality of the match didn't convey itself to me. So, yeah, it is what it is.
I thought you were going to say you didn't see enough Tanahashi. And I was like, yeah, I didn't see enough Tanahashi either. To want to see the next match. And I was like, oh, well, that wasn't me. It was like they left me wanting more.
Okay, yeah. No, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And Kevin also thumbed that one up. He's excited for the main event at Forbidden Door, and what a brawl. Yeah. So this was a 90% show. You guys, we did it. Whoa. It is a must-watch show. You really do want to have that for your go-home show, because you want to get people excited. So, yeah. That's the show.
Nice.
See you get excited about Sunday. Hope to see you. We're not going to see you, but, like, I hope you watch it and enjoy it, and we'll talk about it in the future.
We don't know that we're not going to see you, but we, we're probably not going to realize what it is we're seeing. If we happen to see you out,
we might see you and not even know. You would see us and not even know.
You might be an apparition. Who knows?
Yeah,
I'm just a vapor. All
just ships wandering around in the dark.
Ghost ship.
Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding-ding, dang-ding, dang-ding-doom.